Well, let's just go quickly and exhort one another in all these things we have believed. Today, Father, I just pray, Lord, that you will give us some insight in some of the what you have revealed to us. Help us, Lord, to gain something. Because we are two or three are gathered together in your name. There you are in their midst. So you are right here with us, Lord. We trust you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. What I notice is that we need to be doing more teaching. I mean, really going through the scriptures. Because even when we talk about what my brother just mentioned, Christ has abolished it. Many people, they don't seem to want to, they kind of say, look like far away, or perhaps we are just dreaming. But the word of God, the Lord came to me to teach it and teach it. So I have so many sermons on my website or on YouTube right now that really talks on Bible, presenting it like a teaching where I pointed to some Bible verses. But today I'm going to more or less talk about aging process reversal. Aging process reversal. We know exactly what that really means, but I'll just point to some key Bible verses where we see the first example we see is the fact that, see, this aging process that we human beings have been plagued with, as we all know from the scriptures, it was not part of the plan of God. If death was not part of the plan of God, then aging, people grow old, 800, 200, 300, and in those days, 700 years old, and then they finally die. We know that if that occurs, it's because for some reason, human beings have fallen. And so, part of to bring them down to the grave was the aging process. It's part of the process of death. But we see from the scriptures that God has reversed the aging process from examples that we see in the scriptures, that we can also reverse that aging process or slow it down. So let's see from the first story of Deuteronomy chapter 34 and see an example of Moses. We know that Moses, when he finally left, I said left. The Bible says when he died. But it's debatable whether he actually died. But let's just stay with the Bible. But he died. And the Bible says he just buried him, or God buried him. You think God buried somebody? God doesn't bury the dead. But I believe, and we know in the book of Jude, he said the devil was debating the body of Moses. So let's just leave it as he is and say he died. But say he appeared with Elijah the prophet who was alive, also, who is still alive, at the Mount of Transfiguration. So you can say perhaps that's really what happened to Moses. But nobody witnessed it. So the Lord didn't allow anybody to witness it. He left it like that. But that of Elijah, it was witnessed. That was why it was recorded that he allowed Elisha to be there to see him go up. So then it was witnessed. That of Moses, nobody witnessed it. So they assumed that he died and God buried him. But they didn't know where he was buried. Now in Deuteronomy 34 verse 7 is what I want to point out is what was recorded. Now you have to remember, Moses couldn't be writing this about himself. Somebody else wrote it. Joshua wrote it. Because he said, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. So it couldn't be Moses that wrote this. So Joshua wrote this. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. 120 years old, his eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Well, that is the aging process reversal that I'm talking about. That we can see an example in the Bible. We say, well, how did he get it? How did he get that? We could say, well, he was in the presence of God on the mount. Also, 40 days and 40 nights. The first time. Then the second time, you see that in Exodus chapter 24, when he went to collect the two tablets of stone. But the second time, he actually went back and said, you broke that one, you have to carve your own stone and bring it over to me, I will write on it. So God made him carve these two tablets of stone, and he went there for another 40 days and 40 nights. It was the second time, I just saw that this morning, it was the second time when he came back the second time that his face was shining for those 40 days. So which means being in the presence of God is one thing, but he actually was also fasting from perhaps from his own strength. No, so the first time he went there, it was 40 days and 40 nights, and he brought, the Bible didn't say his face was shining the first time. But when the Lord, when he went back with his own stones, and he stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights, God also came down, of course. Then when he came down, his face was shining, and they couldn't stand before him because of the glow on his face, which the Apostle Paul said, the glory, which finally faded away. Now, that fact that his strength did not abate, his eye was not dim at 120 years old, you can say that is aging process. If I remember, how old do you think was Isaac when he lost his sight? Isaac gave birth to Esau and Jacob when he was 60 years old. Before Jacob left his father's house to go and meet Laban, he was about 40. So which means Isaac was around 100 years old by the time he was already, his eyes were already faded away. He couldn't recognize Esau from Jacob. That made Jacob to be able to deceive him. So we can say then, Moses got something. At 120, his eyes did not dim, was not dim, and his natural force was not abated. So how did he get it? Presence of God. So the first thing I'm pointing out is being in the presence of God. And God required and demanded that we should come into his presence to fellowship with him, so it will rub off on us. His glory will rub off on us. So we can begin to practice the presence of God. That's one thing perhaps you could take note of. Personally, I've decided to begin to do that every Saturday right now. Somehow the Lord led me. I've started doing to just wait upon the Lord. That's what I mean, being in the presence of God. Wait upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord doesn't mean you have to be fasting all the time. I mean, just shouting with God. You remember the song? Shouting with God in the secret place. There in the spirit, beholding his face, gaining new power to run in the race. I want to be short in... That is exactly what I'm talking about. So shorten yourself with God. So I started doing that every Saturday right now. That's 9 a.m. till 12 noon. 3 hours? Well, that was my first shot at it. And it has been consistent. This is why I actually started that for myself personally, was to say, Lord, I want to be able to listen, to learn, to listen from, to be able to hear from the Lord. Because I need some guidance. Everything, just to be able to, and then I've had some other ministers say, hey, we really need to be able to come close to the Lord, come to the Lord's presence all the time. He loves the fellowship. The fellowship of we individually with the Lord. So I just say, everybody, told my family, I'm going to lock myself in this room for the next 3 hours. No, I just lock it from inside behind. If I need to use the restroom, I run to the restroom and come back and just sit down on the floor, speak in tongues, praise him, and then listen. So I say, well, that's what I plan to do. The first hour, maybe I will sing. The second hour, maybe I will just speak in tongues. The third hour, I want to just listen. And I made a journal. And I've been writing every Saturday now for the past several months now. And I always have something. I say, well, what will you tell me today, Lord? I want to get something. I'm not recommending everybody can, not everybody can spend 3 hours. Okay, but I'm getting close to retirement. Praise God. So I can afford 3 hours every Saturday. So praise the Lord. So that is the first thing I noticed, that Deuteronomy 34 verse 7, Moses said, was reported about Moses that his eye was not dim, his natural force did not abate. How did he get it? He was in the presence of the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. So well, waiting upon the Lord, we can check that and say, maybe waiting upon the Lord will give us something. And yes, we're getting something out of that. And we also see in the book of Joshua, Caleb also came back and gave us his own testimony. How in Joshua chapter 14, I'm just going to refer to those Bible verses quickly. We all know some of these things, but it's worth reminding ourselves. Like somebody was saying recently, he said, faith coming by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. It's a continuous keep hearing it. You don't say, oh yeah, I heard about that last year. Or that man preached the same thing 3 years ago. Oh, I heard about that. Oh, Franklin Huff preached about it. Oh yeah, please be preached about it. Oh, I know some people preach about it. Well, you can, they preached about it. You heard, but that faith does not come by what you heard. Faith comes by hearing, continuous hearing. That means keep reminding yourself of it and confessing it. Then faith comes. So Joshua chapter 14, verse 6, verse 10 to 12 is where I'm going. And this is where Caleb came before Joshua and declared that the Lord has kept him alive all these years and kept him strong. Let me read from verse 11. Chapter 14, verse 11. After, you know, Joshua that was talking, actually from verse 7, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I only followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, look, I am this day 85 years old. 85. Verse 11 is the key. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain. He said, he's just giving testimony at 85. He said he was still as strong as he was 40, when he was 40. But he needed that strength to be able to drive out these Anakims. And he was giving that testimony. How did he get that? You can say that's aging process reversal. That's what I call it, aging process reversal. He just told us exactly that it was the Lord that did it for him. So we can say we need to be in the presence of the Lord, confess what the Lord has promised, and stand our ground, and this aging process can also be reversed for us. And I actually went, when I preached this sermon, I went to tell us if all of this, we can also see an example of that in the book of Daniel, that even though this is one of the things we need, is we have just mentioned Daniel, he mentioned that he fasted, and we know that Moses, he fasted, he was in the presence of the Lord. I also pointed out that part of the reversal of the aging process is the fact that we have to change our diet. The diet is very important. You can see that in the story of Daniel, that Daniel actually specifically requested for some specific diet. And when it comes to dieting, in wisdom, we can go back to what we can see in the book of Genesis. Let me just go through that real quick. Genesis chapter 1, we can see in verse 29 what type of food that God promised gave to us human beings to be eating. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, and God said, behold, this is talking to man that he has created, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Well, since obviously when you have preached a sermon and it's on the website, sometimes you don't want to repeat yourself, but it's worth repeating. I have this on my website. If anybody wants to, you can just Google to my Facebook or my YouTube. You'll see Aging Process Reversal Part 1, Part 2. But I'm just going to summarize the Part 1 and Part 2 here. So what the Lord is saying here in verse 29 is giving us seed as the meat. We can say, well, that was the reason why vegetarian diet seems to be the diet that everybody recommends that is going to do it for us. When we know why God changed that, well, after a woman being fair and God caused the ground, remember? God caused the ground. And when Cain killed Abel, God caused the ground again. That's double whammy on the earth. And so the earth was not going to produce in its strength. So by the time it came to Noah, God has to allow human beings to begin to eat meat. So I went through those Bible verses by just describing it on the radio broadcast. But you know some of these Bible verses, that's why I'm not really trying to go into point to these Bible verses again in this exhortation. But you can see in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, where the ground was caused, verse 17 and 18. And Genesis chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 12, that was the two occasions where the ground was caused. And then Genesis chapter 9, where God gave mankind the new diet, verse 3 and 4. Now, Isaiah chapter 40, you see in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and 31, that we, like I said, we need to be able to wait upon the Lord and we will get something from the Lord. Our aging present reversal was also prophesied here in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30. This is the promise of God. So even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen? So I said, how can we get this aging process reversal? That's the Bible verse telling us, waiting upon the Lord. We always say, well, waiting upon the Lord means fast. Like I said, it's not only when you fast, even when you can just church yourself in with God, you are waiting upon Him, listening to Him to get instruction. Waiting upon the Lord has been described to look like when you go to the restaurant, you see a waitress. After they give you your food, they are waiting on you. They come by and say, is everything all right? You need anything else? You say, no thanks. Or yes, please bring me some salt. She can go there and bring you salt and give back anything you need. Is everything fine? That is waiting upon the Lord. We also have to be waiting to receive instruction from Him, directions. So when I'm waiting, then I'm not there to just talk. I want to ask instruction. Anything you need from me, sir? That is waiting upon the Lord. And God said, they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like the eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So we know then that for part of the aging process to be reversed, we need our strength renewed, like Moses. And he just told us how to do that, by waiting upon him. That does not preclude from fasting, or just talk to him and just put yourself in his presence. Amen? Praise God. And again, we can see from the book of Daniel how Daniel decided that he would not defile himself, and he preferred to eat some kind of food. That's why I was talking about the dieting is very important for the reversal of our aging process. So we have to choose our diet specifically. Choose the diet specifically. So all of these things, some of us know these things, but sometimes they are not that easy to do when it comes to dieting especially. They are not that easy to, or they are not comfortable, they are not convenient, but we just have to do it. If we want to gain the result, you want the result that we are talking about, like Moses, when his size did not fade and his strength did not abate, and we say it is by waiting upon the Lord, we just have to find a way to incorporate that in our program. The same thing, say, well, dieting can do something. Because Daniel gave an example that he said, well, I don't want to eat the king's meat. Can you give us pulses to eat? And we have read from the scriptures, and pulses is just vegetables, beans. And I changed my diet recently. Well, if you change your diet, maybe I stopped eating meat. Somebody was angry at me. I went to visit them in the house. Oh, they brought chicken. Oh, no, I don't eat chicken. Oh, okay, why don't you? No. If I come and visit you and you try to entertain me, don't be sad that I don't want to eat chicken or all this type of thing. But I still love whatever you. I say, water will be fine. Not that I don't eat chicken, I just don't want to keep indulging myself in it. I asked for fish. Oh, yeah, we didn't have fish. I can eat, I love fish. Because that medical doctor will tell you some of those things, that, well, you fish is this and chicken is that. And that perhaps is wisdom. So I use that wisdom also. But what you are saying is part of the reverse of the aging process is to find out what diet is good for your body and take to it. Because when God say, if a man, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, I preach another sermon on that. Keep my saying, he shall never see it. Which means, if he tells me, don't eat that, be eating this one, then I better be doing it. Why? That's he saying to me. Well, of course, that may not be saying to you or to this person or to this person. So everybody's body is different. Let me tell you why I say everybody's body. There are general things you can pick. Dieting, I just said dieting. But don't try to take my diet. Find out the diet that is good for you. My big brother came, remember? He came during the time, 2015, when my daughter Anna was wedding. He came and he was at GMI. And he had problem with high blood pressure in Nigeria. He didn't actually know because in Nigeria they don't do any of those measuring. But when he came, and I have this multimeter, and I said, let me measure your blood pressure. And I measured it. So high! Because he had heart problem before he came, stroke, that the Lord delivered him. So when I told him that, he said, he didn't know about that high blood. He said he knew the medicine they use in Nigeria. In fact, he told me that pier, you know pier? I said, I have pier in my backyard, this piers, you know, this whatever they call it, pier. He said the leaves of it, that if he has known it, that his blood pressure was so high, you know what to is that the pier? I said, I have pier in my backyard. I said, blend me pier along with, I said, well, I normally do blending. So I blend carrot and so that has been my diet for almost every morning, almost for the past 5 years I've been doing that. And so he said, can you get me? When he came, I started blending fruits and vegetables for him also. So when I measured his high blood pressure, and I saw that it was so high, very close to 140 something, I said, don't you know that's dangerous? That part was what caused his stroke when he was in Nigeria, a year before he came. So he said he didn't know because some people go around trying to measure it for them, and they just think this is wasting of money. So then he said, well, I know pier we do. I said, pier, I have pier in my backyard. He said, yeah, get some of the leaves and blend it along. I said, well, so I took the pier leaves in my backyard. And the Lord said, no, not for me, but for him. He said, did the Lord talk to you? Yeah, he talked to me. I was in a place, praise the Lord, where I was not boasting about it. I just said, some of us have from brother. The brother got offended. Maybe you get a fall about it. He said, you are so proud God talked to you. I said, we are believers. If I cannot be proud that God talks to me, what about this unbeliever we are just trying to witness to? Why will she want to come and be like us if she cannot hear from God? I said, God talked to me. I didn't say he talked to me. I said, there are some of us that hear from God. And this brother got offended. I said, no, I'm not proud. I'm just telling you what it is. See, the Lord said, I want to blend something for myself and blend something for him. So, but he said he wanted that pier because pier leaves. So I got pier leaves from my backyard, and Lord just told me, said, no, not for me, but for him. Okay, so I blended some pier leaves with all the blender for him. And I blend mine without the pier leaves because I already have spinach and many other things that I blend. Then Lord said, go and check what pier leaves. So I Google pier leaves, and there is a WebMD. If I'm Googling anything, don't just take anybody's internet things. Don't just believe everything you see on the internet, okay? Because not everybody, some of them are just telling you what they don't even know. But I will try, when it comes to medical, mayoclinic.com, they always will tell you their own thing because they are researchers and they will tell you. So I will want to see what Mayo Clinic say about it. There's a webmd for medical.com. So they also will tell, they will give you some side effects and so on. So I went there and I saw, yeah, they said there are some benefits of this peer leaf also. Then they gave me the side effects and they gave me this, and I said, well, maybe the Lord said, well, the side effect, that's why he told me not to put that with mine. Not peer, normally we eat peer, but he said, don't blend, because I would have been blending it along with it, because my brother said, well, he knows about it, they do in Nigeria. But he said, for him, so my blood composition is not the same as his blood composition. No, my wife's blood composition. That's what I'm trying to point to you. That we just said dieting, but you have to find out, like our brother Peter was preaching the other time, find out which one is good for you, even if you are doing the juice. Okay, praise the Lord. But the dieting is very important to change something in our body for this aging process reversal. We need to change our diet from all this all meat-based to vegetable-based to be able to get the benefit that we are talking about. And Daniel chapter 1 verse 12 talks about that pulse. Praise the Lord. And also Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, he mentioned that he fasts also. Daniel said he fasted. So we have to know that fasting is part of it. We cannot rule out the fact that we need to fast as often as we can do it as occasion calls for it. And then the Lord will use some of those. There are side effects to that also. Side effects to the fasting, you lose some weight. So people want to lose weight, that would be a good way to lose it. Along with the fact that you are reaching up to heaven, you are reaching onto the Lord that you are trying to talk to. So, aging process, God has already given us many things in the scripture that we can use to build up ourselves, to make ourselves available, because our body is what? The temple of the living God. Like I said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. For us not to see, that means this physical body is what we are talking about. We want to keep this physical body. Then we have our part to play to keep our physical body healthy and keep our physical body rejuvenated, and by following the precepts of the scriptures, both in eating, in exercising, spiritually, physically, and even emotionally, because doctor will also tell us, no, sir. Emotional things can affect our physical body, no, sir. You have a sister, you are a nurse, no, sir. Some of the people will tell you the same thing, that if you are too much in what we call anxiety, some of those things, they kick in some hormones in our body that can be detrimental to our body. So that's why it's not just physical and spiritual, also emotionally. If you're always yelling and fighting and cursing in the household, that's not good. Also, that's not good. How much? And the Lord has given us the spirit of meekness, gentleness, patience, faith, and all of those things, they play for our own good. So when we see all of those things, when we put them together, along with now waiting upon the Lord, he said he will renew our strength. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when our strength is renewed, we can be guaranteed that we have the aging process slowed down at least. I was in Nigeria when I was still in Nigeria preaching, and I got to a village when I was still using that jeep. And one old man was in front of his house, because I was close to where I was preaching, and he told me, he said, young man, come. And I went closer to him. I was using my megaphone. He said, hey, whatever you are selling, I'm not interested. But if you can tell me how I can overcome this aging, that was his own major issue. He said he wanted to be young again. Because I'm thinking of someone looking at him. I was 20 in those days. He looks like at least 70 or 80, if not. And it was like this. And he said, if you can just tell me, if you bring something that how to be young again. I said, well, that's what I come to tell you. That's Jesus. That's the one I can give you, that thing that you are looking for. How to be young again, Jesus. Then I talked to him about this, but you see, he's already ate something and he's already weak. But I know the only solution is Jesus. What did Christ say? If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So we have to be, I've been keeping it all along. It's accumulating. It's a cumulative effect upon us, along with changing our diet. It's cumulative effect upon us. And it's not too late, because even you can take it, if somebody says, yeah, you know, I've not been exercising enough, I've not been doing this enough, you can pick it up and it will slow down the aging process. It will slow it down. We are still under, many of us here, I don't see anybody above 70 here. And so if I slow it down, somebody can say, well, it means by slowing down, maybe I will live past Billy Graham. Billy Graham just passed away like yesterday, not so, 99. I actually was thinking about Billy Graham some days ago. I said, the Lord should give him 100. Maybe the Lord was, I said, maybe the Lord was wanting him to get 100 years old before he actually go out. But some days later, I just heard he was gone yesterday. So, 99. But the last time I went, I was in Baltimore. I can't remember when we went to Baltimore, that we were in one of those crusades, and he was there, was pulling. He came to preach, but he was pushing the cart. So we know that he was really weak, but that was still 5 more years since after that. But we can slow down the aging process if we change to listening to him. If a man keep my saying, because he'll tell you, like he said, like I said, don't add that to your food. You can add it for your brother. I want to be able to hear him, guiding my life, guiding what I eat, because that will be helping to me. And you see, when I say I like this, my wife would do something else. But we say, well, just listen to the Lord. Don't listen to me, because you may say, wait, what do you add? No. The Spirit said, no, not for me. You can add that to yours. I'm talking about vegan. I may say, wait, I like beets, and I want this. And he said, wait, I want orange. You know, well, you can take orange, but not me. I'm not listening for her. You have to remember, if a man keep my saying, well, if the Lord wants me to tell her, we, or if the Lord wants her to tell me and make me to agree, not that I don't listen, but it's a matter of you have to be listening to the Lord for yourself when it comes to, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see that. I want to be able to hear him say, yes, do that. And if I started eating something that is not right, I want him to stop me. I want the Lord to stop me. That's why I want to really be connected, listening to him. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see that. Praise the Lord. Let's just thank the Lord. I think that will wrap it up. Let's just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Just talk to him yourself. Say, Lord, I thank you because you are the one that is going to give us this immortality that we are asking for. It is immortality. He has already abolished death, the Bible said. Christ has abolished death. He has brought life and immortality to light. See, he said he brought it to light. Simply means exposed, available. Anybody wants it? That's what it means, that he brought it to light through the gospel. So it's now available. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see it. And now we have to shoot for it. And when we shoot for it, and we follow his steps, he said he is able to do it for us. And that's our prayer. So just thank the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this exhortation. Thank you, Lord, for your revelation, the revelation of your word. Father, it is not of him that running, like a brother quoted, nor of him that desire it. It is of you, Father God, that showeth mercy. It is your mercy, Lord, that we are trusting in. Because we can say, look at Elijah the prophet. He disappeared without seeing death. You sent chariot of fire to take him away. But Elisha thought it must be anointing. He said, if I can just get double portion of your anointing. Yes, he got the double portion, because he said, if you see me when I'm going, you get it. He got double portion, but he died. So it's not of him that run it. It is God showing mercy. It is God's election. Yes, sir. Yes. So that is what we are trusting in you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are the one that make us to believe this. It is you, Lord, that make us to believe this. So I'm holding on to you. We are holding on to you, that you are able to make us hold on and believe it unto the end. And he also said we are to hold firm our confession of our faith, steadfast unto the end. So Lord, let us not bow. Let us not back off from the enemy, but to believe it and to continue to confess it. And you are able. That's what we are confessing. You are able to make it happen for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. By faith, Enoch never see death. Amen.